Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out on the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri, right over there on the hill. Hey, if you haven't been by, it's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar that you can hang out, have a cold drink, eat some tacos, and watch one of your favorite bands recording inside the studio. It's very unique and original and something really cool to be a part of St. Louis, so get out and get involved over there. If you're looking into recording, reach out. GaslightSTL.com has all your details there. You can book yourself a tour. Come on over there. If you want to check it out as a fan, there's a lot of great opportunities coming up. There's March 18th. Scrub is filming a live Gaslight session over there, so you can come over and be a part of the taping for that on Saturday 18th, 8 to 11. Also, a friend of the show, Carter Holsey, is returning to St. Louis playing Gaslight on March 26th, Sunday. So check out those events on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, GaslightSTL.com. And yeah, get involved.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Amanda Ray, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today in Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
With Amanda Ray.
Hey,
welcome,
what's up?
Welcome to the show.
Awesome, thank you. Appreciate it.
We're sitting out here on the patio. It's a gorgeous March day, and we're out here. What was it?
Pino.
Pino.
It's my cousin's place, Pino. It's actually my workplace as well.
Yeah.
Hey, come out and see me.
Yeah, for sure. This is this is nice. This is a very relaxing out here. Beautiful day and
sunny.
Nice. Well, this, I know I've been seeing your name a little bit. We became Facebook friends, like a lot of these start that way. And then we met briefly. You came into Oyster Bar one night and got to properly say hey. But, you know, I was working then, so
right.
It wasn't exactly a good time to talk. But that's a lot of what I use this show for, is an opportunity where I can sit down and get to know more about people and get your story and stuff. And So, you're originally from St. Louis, is that right?
I am. I grew up in West County.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I went to Parkway South, as everyone wants to know. It's like
sure.
a thing.
Yeah, where'd you go to high school? Yeah.
Right. St. Louis.
I'm not sure why that's a thing, but
I don't know. It's so weird, but it is. Yeah. I went to Parkway South. I grew up here. Got married really young, like 18, and moved away. So, for basically the last 10, 11 years, I was living away.
Mm-hmm.
And started my kind of musical journey about 3 years ago, and then moved back home. So here I am, trying to get it all started in good old St. Louis.
Sure. So you weren't performing out when you were away or whatever?
No. Well, yeah. But it took like the first 7 years, I was a stay-at-home mom,
sure.
military husband, and I kind of lived that life for a little while. And then we moved to Virginia, and I started... I'd started writing some songs when I was in Tennessee, and then back to Virginia I went, and I didn't know anyone, and I just decided to put these songs up. I had like four demos of my first four songs, and I put them up on Reverb Nation, and I had this guy named Scott message me, and admittedly so, he said, you know, he was kind of just hitting on me, but actually listened to my stuff and was like, wow, you know, something here. So with him, I started going to open mics and just checking it out, and decided this is kind of what I wanted to do. My first open mic was like 3 years ago, and then off I went from there.
Yeah. Got you hooked.
Yeah, I met a lot of really cool people, and I have to give it to Scott. He insisted on doing original music, like all my originals, at first. And I was like, well, you know, okay, they're good enough that I thought, you know, I'll just do that and see how it goes. And people liked me and liked my music. And then I started learning, oh, okay, well, you're going to have to, you know, legitimize yourself by doing some covers. And that kind of went from there. And I mean, really, the ball just rolled. I went with it and met a lot of really cool people.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think, like, your cover choices, like, I mean, people like a lot of the standard kind of stuff. But if you know, select the right covers, it just helps accent all your originals as well. Like, then you can put in an original and people are like, oh, hey, I like that one. It's like, who's that? And they're like, oh, that's my song.
You know, right, like, that's so. Kind of what I do. I like to kind of sneak my songs in there when I'm doing a gig that I have. You know, you have original gigs, and then you have gigs where you have to kind of play to the crowd and what they want to hear, and people want to hear what they know. So one of my favorite covers is Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing by Chris Isaac. Yeah. And it's just different, and it's cool to be able to impress people with my abilities as far as vocals, but also it's just fun to kind of slip into that role, just like being a badass.
Yeah. as a fan, I enjoy, like, I mean, it doesn't always work, but I enjoy when a female takes a male song or vice versa, and like it kind of almost gives it a totally new meaning at times. And
well, and for me, I have a lower register voice. I'm an alto. I was, like, trained as an alto. That's what I did for, like, the first half of my life. Was I sang in choir all through, from kindergarten all the way through to senior year, and so I learned how to harmonize and all that, but I am a lower register, so I actually sing male-led songs better than some female, because I can't really go high and do, like, all the diva stuff. I can, but I get a little nervous about it, so I kind of tend to play easy until I get brave, so
yeah. So you start writing some songs and playing out, and when you decide that it's time to try to put together a record and stuff.
Well, so I do have to backtrack a little. Okay. When I lived in Tennessee, I tried out for American Idol.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, the first half of my life I was really overweight. Actually, I was 100 pounds when I was 10, and then kind of from there 200 at 20, and then I was up to, like, 280 pounds after I had my first child. And so I had low confidence. Mm-hmm. And this is part of, like, who I am. That's why I like to share it. I had really low confidence, but I loved singing, and I loved kind of doing that kind of stuff and writing. And so I had weight loss surgery. I lost, like, 140 pounds. And I decided I was going to try out for American Idol in Nashville and do my thing. And it was really eye-opening as far as how many people were there and, like, what my odds really were. And sure. I didn't obviously make it through to anything. But I went home with this, like, refreshed, like, oh, you know, maybe I could do something cool with this. And it's been a lifelong dream of mine. And maybe I have what it takes. And so that's kind of where it all kicked off for me. Then I started writing. Then I recorded a couple demos in Tennessee, and then we moved to Virginia, and then from there, it was the encouragement of all the people that I met in Virginia that really just kind of fed into my confidence, and I was like, you know what, okay, cool. So I started doing was recording some vocals for an EDM track, and then I met this really cool producer who... he was just really cool. His name is Rich Mossman. He's my producer. He produced my first EP. And I started sending him some of my songs. And the way I write is I write lyrics and melody, and then I sing them. I don't play an instrument. So I started sending him these songs. And I sent him Once Was a Time, which is on my EP. And it was just me singing the melody and the words. And I went in for a session. And he looked at me and was like, what is this? And I was like, I don't know. It was like a Celtic 6/8 B, like, weird. I don't know where it came from, but it came from me. And so he was impressed by that. And he was like, well, why don't you send me some of your other stuff and see, maybe, you know, maybe there's something here that we could put together. Mm-hmm. And so it was really through his encouragement too, that was like, I should, see if there's something more. And so I sent him all my stuff, and we decided on the tunes that we chose, a couple of them more country than not. Is that disruptive?
That shouldn't be too bad.
Sorry, we're hearing, like, sawing now. But yeah, so we put them all together and off we went. It was really cool how that worked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You say a little country. When I listened to the EP, there was like a couple that was a little more country tinged.
At the beginning,
some a little more jazzy kind of stuff, and like. But there was a lot of range in it for as a whole, you know. Like, and that's what I really enjoy. You know, I like you know, music have a range like that. So
yeah, like you play my EP, and you are not going to hear a song that sounds like the last song or any song that really sounds super like the other.
Right.
So that's why I put it. We put it together like that because the first couple of songs are early. They're the ones that I wrote earlier, and then actually, as my EP goes, I grew.
Yeah.
They're actually all, not purposefully, but they're all in order as to how I wrote them.
Okay.
Barring Rosie's song and In Dreams, which are the two bookends.
Yeah.
So those were actually swapped. I wrote In Dreams first and then Rosie's song last. But I wanted to have people have the experience of what I was capable of. And I thought that these songs that we chose were that. As I have grown and progressed since then, I mean, I put my EP out in November of 2015, so since then, I'm more towards the end of the record, you know, more jazzy, more, a little bit more tapping into that sassy, sexy persona that I, you know, am capable of doing. I'm also goofy and weird, but, you know, it fits pretty well with my personality, and I'm just kind of snagging onto that and going running with it pretty much.
Sure. Well, you mentioned Rosie's song. That's kind of the intro to the record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a really cool kind of layered vocals, and it's just like, it's pretty simple with like that drum beat there, but it like kind of just reminds me of like those old like kind of chants, like a chain gang kind of thing or whatever, like that, you know, that a hymn or whatever, you know, like it's kind of that vibe to it, like
the inspiration, I'll give it away. I don't like to, because I like to actually have people tell me what it reminds them of, but the inspiration was my friend Jenny, one of my really really great friends back in Virginia, was listening to Rosie's song with me, and she was like, you know, it reminds me of the Siren song in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? They had the three female vocals. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, that's, yeah, I really like that. Yeah. And so I brought it to my producer. He wanted to, his idea was he was going to try and maybe make it into a full song. And I was like, well, maybe we could do it this way and just do percussion and vocals, because I am mainly a vocalist. I don't play an instrument, so I need to show, you know, my range as far as my vocals, because that's my instrument. And so I sang out all of the harmonies, and then we had three lovely ladies in Virginia come in and lay vocals on the other parts. And it was really cool how it came together like that. And I think it is definitely like once you press play, it's a surprise.
Sure.
Like, it's like, oh, okay, something different here. And it's about my Rosie, so it's one of my favorites, because just mainly because of that, too.
Oh, little Rosie, where have you been? Oh, little Rosie, left me again. Oh, little Rosie, I love you so. Oh, little Rosie, don't ever go. 'Cause I need you, need you. So little Rosie, give me a kiss. Oh, little Rosie, don't leave me like this. Oh, little Rosie, don't you say bye. Oh, little Rosie, I might just die. 'Cause I miss you, miss you. So little Rosie, where have you been?
It reminds me also of a song. There's a guy I really like out of Texas, Lincoln Durham.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he's got a song called Ballad of the Prodigal Son.
Oh,
and it's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. And it's but he opens a lot of his show, at least was. I don't know if he's still doing it as much, but he was opening shows with it because the same way, you know, opening your CD with it, it grabs people's attention.
Right.
The way he, you know, him, it's just him and his vocals also, and he plays like an old suitcase as a drum.
Oh, wow.
And one, it's a visual, like being like, you're like, is this guy playing a suitcase up there?
Right. No,
but,
I can tell.
But he grabs your attention right away. And like, right. Because, you know, when especially, you know, if the opener is off stage and there's like that little moment of lull time where everybody's kind of talking and stuff. And then all of a sudden some guy jumps on stage and starts, you know, beating the hell out of a suitcase, it starts getting your attention real
no,
fast.
No, yeah, so. I could totally see that. That could be really neat.
Yeah, but it's a great tune, and so if you don't know Lincoln, check him out.
I definitely will. That sounds awesome. I'm always looking for, you know, new inspiration, new music, and that's cool. And I really appreciate the fact that you thought that was a cool thing from my album, too.
Yeah, it's a nice opener.
It was all really, really thought about, whether sometimes things fall into place, but I really did think about the order of these songs and how they would hit people, and I wanted an experience, especially, like, even with In Dreams as the end, like, it's a piano. It's the only piano piece I have, piano and vocal, and I just love that as well as, you know, being a surprise and something different.
We also got... Well, we said we wanted to play Rules as another song you wrote for the record.
Yeah. Rules is the title track. It comes in a time when I had split from my ex. We were still living together, but I was kind of like, yeah, this isn't working out. And we were cool. You know, it was sad, but we grew up kind of together and then apart because of the military. And so I started kind of going out on these little jaunts and dates and seeing about what, you know, what was out there. And Rules is about all the advice I was getting from my friends and family. And just, you know, the hook is, well, I don't want to live by these rules. Those are only made for careful fools. And what I always kind of prided myself on doing my own thing and deciding what I wanted to do. Everybody was telling me, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to be this. And I just was thinking, like, one day I sat down and wrote this song in 15 minutes, including the melody, because I was just like, everybody is so concerned with how they're presenting themselves and how to like, be the best you can be outwardly, but really what's inside. One of the lyrics is, hide the scars on your heart for the one. Because that's the person you share, you know, your deepest, darkest secrets with and stuff like that. And not to say that I'm just, like, out there putting that all out there, but I don't want to have to hide who I am and what I've been through, because I feel like it makes me who I am. and so I kind of wanted to fight and rebel against that, you know, typical thing. So, right. But Rules was also fun to write for me because it's, I don't know, you'll get the idea when you hear it.
There's too many rules in love. One minute you're down, the next high above. Don't give it away, save some for you. Don't say how you feel, look brand new. Hide the scars on your heart for the one. The one. There's too many mistakes to make. We're all beautiful tragedies, all dying awake. Find someone you can stand, don't give it up for any man. He's out there, I swear, you'll know it when you meet. Could be on the street. Who is this myth? Waiting for, he's not knocking on my door. Well, I don't want to live by these rules. Those were only made for careful fools. I want to make my way in this world. That girl. Time waits for no man, not one. But if you're just patient, he'll come. Don't give it away for free. Protect the bunny. You must look your best. You mustn't jest. Be perfect and strong and free. love me for me. But if not, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, between Rosie's song and Rules and stuff, I mean, it sounds like you write from a lot of personal experience.
All, yeah. I've tried to, like, you know, get outside of my experiences and write from, like, maybe a different point of view or someone else's perspective, and that is a real challenge. I think that's harder than writing from a personal standpoint. But, yeah, most of everything I write comes from personal experience. I think a lot of people are like that,
sure,
too.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
It makes it genuine.
It's what you know.
So. Yeah, and I think that that's, it makes it relatable and genuine, and I think people, I know people feel that, because people have told me, hey, you know, I went to Venice Cafe, my first open mic in St. Louis, and I sang three of my songs a cappella in front of all these people, and it was not embarrassing, because I know what I'm doing. I know my songs. I'm pretty confident with my voice. But to stand there with no accompaniment and just raw, put myself out there in front of people I didn't even know, that was a challenge. It was fun. And then after I sang Meaning of Bad, and I did that one last, and this girl, her name is Casey, we're friends now, she came up to me and was like, that song is my life. Like, and I was like, wow, well, you know, I lived that too. And she's, and I think that that's so important with music, bringing people together. And so that's a really cool, like, I get affirmations like that occasionally when I'm singing and doing my thing, and my songs. And so it's a cool thing to have somebody be like, wow, I get that. That's my life. And it's real.
Yeah. That's gotta feel great. You have that connection through music and stuff.
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
It's okay. Probably the pollen.
Yeah. So we got one more we said you wanted to play, and another, this is probably my favorite track of the record. It's just, I don't know, a lot of fun. Just kind of a...
sassy.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It's You Can't Forget Me, and another, like I said, just kind of a...
cleverly titled, if I may.
Sure, yeah.
If you're gonna tell me, my baby, there's something you ought to know. You say you're leaving, that you can't stay with me. Well, baby, before you go, well, don't forget these lips you're kissing, and don't forget these eyes you're staring. And don't forget the curves my clothes are wearing. Yeah, baby, you can't forget me. Now I know you're a real tough guy, ain't ya? Yeah, you're the man I can see. I know my charms can break down your armor, impervious as can be. Well, don't forget these lips you're kissing, and don't forget these eyes you're staring, and don't forget the curves my clothes are wearing. Yeah, baby, you can't forget me. Right there. will come and taste these lips you're missing. Look in these eyes and say you should have listened. And keep me, baby, I know that you want to. Yeah, baby, you can't forget me. Oh, my baby, you can't forget me. Oh, my baby, you can't forget me.
Speaking of your girls, I saw a little video you shared online of you and the girls singing this song.
So yes.
That was really cute.
They are my life. I have a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old, and they are sassy and funny and, like, every part of me that I love and also maybe don't. But that's the beauty in children, having children, and teaching them and watching them be better than me, you know, at such a young age, and being able to say that I gave them that or taught them that, that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are sassy and silly, and they love my music. My oldest is going to school telling everyone her mom is famous, and I'm just like, I'm like, all right, maybe to you, but let's not just say, like, put that out there. Right. But she's super proud, and
cool.
They love singing too, so it's a cool. We just did a little goofy video, and gosh, I actually went to Virginia, and we recorded Whatever Lola Wants, all three of us, vocals.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be releasing that hopefully soon, because
nice.
I cannot wait for people to hear. It's the funniest, cutest little thing, but it's also cool because my kids seem to have picked up the gene. So I'm trying to, you know, feed that, because I told them, I was like, hey, mommy's already got your band name. We're ready to go. Just let me get some stuff done. And then you guys, and they're like, mommy, no, we on our own. I'm like, no, you're going to do what I took. No, I'm totally not going to be a stage mom, I hope. But probably.
That kind of reminds, there's a country song, Tim McGraw, called The Dollar. And he's got his girls, like, kind of sing,
oh, cool.
sing the hook on the end of it. Like, he has, like, you know, professionals or whatever, or him and everything, but sing the rest of the song, but at the end, like, the girls come in and it's like as the outro kind of thing, and it's just, it's really cute to hear these country girls singing this song.
That's so cute. Yeah. I want that. I want my kid, and I think it's not about, you know, fame and success or anything when you're teaching children, you know, to do what you're doing what you love, and you're being successful at it, hopefully, and you're showing them, you're being the example of chasing your dreams and also hard work. Like, the work ethic of this has been daily, nightly for me for the last 3 years, just once I decided this is what I wanted, and they see that, and they see what all it takes. It's not just go out and sing, but it's business, it's phone calls,
sure.
It's, you know, trying to get booked, trying to be your own agent, be your own PR, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot. It's a heavy, heavy thing, but it's also what I know I should be doing, so.
I get emails occasionally now for the show. People want to reach out and be involved, and which feels great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've gotten somebody's attention from doing this, but... But yeah, it's always they usually start with, hey guys, and I'm like, oh, there's no guys.
It's, you know, just so, me. Yeah.
You know, I'm the host, I'm producer, you know,
right.
Webmaster, and, you know, I'm like, so it's just, I totally get it. You know, like, it's a lot of work, you know, we're all independent artists in a sense, you know, until something happens, but,
totally.
You know, we're all trying to out there hustling, trying to make it. And,
yes. And there's plenty, I want to just say, like, I've always believed and felt like there's plenty to go around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those people that, you know, wants to have my own success and doesn't want to see that for everybody else.
Sure.
You know, and I've never felt like, I don't like people that are like that. It's like such a bad taste. Like, you know, like if I was going to do something cool and I had a cool opportunity to come, I would want to bring everybody with me that helped. And whether that's possible or not, you know, I'll never forget where I started and
definitely.
And how, and all the people that, you know, pushed me along the way.
Yeah.
It's important.
Hey, looking for some new music? Check out Music Record Shop right here in St. Louis, located on Locust at the Dot Zach building. You can come over there. They just had their grand opening for the brand new location, and they want you to come check it out. So come by anytime, but every Friday they have new records in store, new vinyl. We got some tapes and CDs and all kinds of stuff. So if you'd like to get your records on the shelf at Music Record Shop, reach out and get involved. see how we can make that happen too. You can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to check out their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. They're always giving away free tickets and all kinds of other things, so it pays to support. So check out musicrecordshop.com. Well, you got a couple of opportunities to come see Amanda live.
Come see me.
We have April 7th at 7 in Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
Which I haven't been to Belleville, or I haven't been to 7 yet, but
maybe you'll have to come.
Yeah, my buddy Gavin's been doing some booking out there. And
looking forward to meeting him officially. He did book me for this, and I am so grateful. But yeah, hopefully I get to meet him that night.
Yeah, he's bringing a lot of my favorites over there, so I'm glad to see that, you know, bringing another room for people, you know, live original entertainment and stuff.
Yes, totally.
And what, you said April 11th?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be working with Joe Mancuso. There's a an MS fundraiser that he does, and this is the third year. It's gonna be at the Sheldon. It's a Tuesday night, so hopefully some musicians will be off and be able to make it too. But yeah, he's invited me to come and sing. And
That sounds amazing, because Sheldon is
Pretty excited about just that fact right there. That's cool.
One of my favorite memories, I went to see Amos Lee there. And his band is incredible. He's one of my favorite singer-songwriters. An incredible talent. Anyway, but there was a part of the show where he realized the room he's in.
Yeah.
And he stepped off mic, the band stopped out, and he sang a cappella over the crowd.
Had chills everywhere.
It was, like, just unreal. Like, I recorded some of it on YouTube, and it's not exactly the best quality, but the rarity of that moment where you can have somebody, you know, sing out over the crowd, and not like he's really belting, he's just, but the way that vocals carry in that room with such great acoustics like that, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
So, I mean,
and I do get the honor of being, like, one of two, you know, new voices. I don't know how he's going to do the PR on it, but it was put to me kind of like that. So one of the new voices in St. Louis, which is like, okay, cool, you
very
know.
Cool,
trying to get some stuff going, and I thank Joe for that opportunity, too.
Yeah, plus it's a MS benefit, all for
exactly,
good cause.
Exactly, so. Yeah, you can't really go wrong. Dave Black will be there. He's my accompaniment, and he's been really, really awesome for me, you know, getting me kind of introduced to everybody and sticking in there for me. He's been a very, very good friend, and I appreciate him greatly as well.
Yeah, so those mark those on your calendar, and then we got June 15th at Evangeline's.
Mm-hmm. I'll be back there.
And September 30th, another very exciting opportunity. You'll be over at Focal Point.
That's right, Focal Point. So, took a minute to get some attention over there. Daniel Hickens has booked me for that. I appreciate, and I'm so grateful. I cannot wait to have that happen.
Yeah, it's a really cool room for singer-songwriters, more intimate listening experience and stuff, so.
Which is, it's so fun. It's exciting to know that that's coming, but also the most nerve-wracking, because you don't want to, you want to present everything perfectly. But at a certain point, I've learned you just kind of have to let go and go, all right, here we go, and just kind of go with it. So it's going to be fun, though. I'm really excited about that. And everything, you know, will be on my website, and you can check it out. I'm all over Facebook and Instagram and all that. It's just Amanda Raye Music, R-A-Y-E. So you check me out.
Yeah, and, so we mentioned the EP, and that's all available. You can go on cdbaby.com, and you can purchase physical copies or download MP3s.
Yes, or come to my show, and I'll sell you one.
Yeah, we can
personally.
And I'll, of course, drop in some tunes on this show.
Appreciate that.
So people can get a little taste of it. But, I wanted to mention you also just played a big show. The stage.
Yeah,
KDHX.
Yeah.
And another friend of the show, Leslie Zanzaro.
Yes, she's so cool. She was awesome. And she did a Fiona Apple tune, Extraordinary Machine, I think that's what it's called. And I loved that song, and I was impressed that she, you know, had the balls and did it well. So that was cool. Not that she wasn't capable, I just hadn't actually gotten to meet her until that night. And she was super nice, very sweet person.
Definitely.
I love that. I feel like St. Louis is not only home, but I there's that genuine, you kind of don't find everywhere. And I love having that and getting to have that experience. It's
cool. Yeah, Leslie's great. And I get to see her quite a bit. Luckily, she She plays around Oyster Bar a lot and stuff. And
hopefully, yeah, I'll be there soon.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a goal. Brett and I have been talking, so yeah, we'll make it happen.
It's fun to be, obviously, as a fan, to be down there and be a part of it. But yeah, like there's so many people want to get down there, and it's like, but and that's, I mean, it's a compliment to them, to the club, because it's just like so many people want to be involved in what's going on there. And
yeah,
it's like, and same for me, as I want to be, that's why I got a job down there, because like, I want to be around the music more.
Yeah,
so. But yeah, it's cool, hopefully happens. Yeah, that'd be great for you. Like another room to.
Yeah, I actually missed out on opportunity Thursday, but you know, he offered and I was like, we can't do it. But but hopefully he'll keep on asking and I'll make it happen in one of these ones. It's been a goal of mine, so
yeah,
I'm ready. I'm gonna make it happen.
Definitely, that'd be great. Well, again, all this information, you can again follow Amanda on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Head over to AmandaRayMusic.com, and again, purchase the record through CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much for taking some time out to hang. And
thank you. I appreciate you asking. It was cool. Yeah. I'm glad it finally happened.
Yeah, this it's been great. Like I just enjoy. I enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. I listen, but I also just enjoy getting to meet new people. And so it's been a lot of fun getting to take a minute to hang out and get to know you a little better. So
same. Thanks, Shane.
So you have a great day. Thank you very much.
You too.
And come out to Peno in Clayton.
Yes, P-E-N-O in Clayton. Yeah. Come on out and I'll serve you up. You can sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Chat with you.
All right. Thanks
All right.
again, Amanda.
Thanks.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.